Now, will Carol come forward along with all the kids for Kids Corner? Well, Carol, you've changed.
Betty Holcroft has Kids Corner this morning.
See, that's what I get for me doing it instead of someone who knows what's going on, right?
All right. Exciting. I don't know if those in the other room are here or not yet. Okay. This is going to be exciting today because we're going to talk about superheroes. Wow. Superman, you know him? He leaps tall buildings in a single bound. Superman. Then there's Spider-Man. I think he shoots out some web or something like that and he can climb up the side of buildings and swing. Can he do that? Then there's Batman. They have a fancy car. I know that. I remember that. Yeah, they have this cool-looking car. But you know what I just thought of? I just remembered. They're not real. They're just in the movies. They're not real at all, are they? They're in comic books or TV. But there's nothing real about them. Oh, good. Looky here. No, they're not real at all. Well, I know where we can find something real and something true. Okay, and that is from the Bible. And in the Bible, we know that what the Bible tells us is true, don't we? Of course we do. The Bible on John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world." Why would God love the world? He made the world. He made the world. He made the mountains. He made the valleys that it said in that song. He made the oceans. He made the trees. He made the flowers. He made the bears. He made the tigers. He made the snakes. Ooh. And then he made the puppies and he made the little kitty cats. And then he made all of us. He made you and you and you and you and yes, you. And all of us, he made all of us. Then the Bible goes ahead and says in John 3:16, he gave his one and only son that whosoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. God's son, his one and only son, is Jesus. He was just a little baby born in a manger, but he grew up to be a man. And he taught us about love. There, he feels better. All right. He taught us all about love. Love for each other and love for him. Jesus, this just blows my mind still yet. Jesus loves us so much that he died on a cross for us. And all he wants us to do is to trust him and love him back. That's the only thing he wants from us. And he did that for us. So I'm going to tell you guys how you can be a real superhero for God. I'm going to give you something here in a few minutes. And it's this. And it has a cross. And it has John 3:16, the verse on it. Now you can be a superhero by telling your friends about John 3:16. Tell them that it's in the Bible. Tell them that it's true. And tell them that Jesus died on that cross because the Bible said he did. And he died on that cross just because he loved us. Loved us so much. So each one of you are going to get one of those. So, all right, let's bow our heads for just a minute and let's have a prayer. Then we'll get our cups and each one of you get one of those crosses. Okay? Yeah. Jesus had no servants. Yet they called him master, had no degree, yet they called him teacher, had no medicines, yet they called him healer, had no army, yet kings feared him. He won no military battles, yet he conquered the world. He committed no crime, yet they crucified him. He was buried in a tomb, and yet he lives today. God, we love you so much. Lord, we love these children. We ask that you lead and guide each one of them, lead and guide each one of their parents. And Lord, we just pray that you will lift up Eric as he brings the sermon to us. Randy, as he presents his portion. And God, we just love you. In Jesus' name, amen.